Fresh demonstrations were held in the besieged Gaza Strip on Friday as part of the Great March of Return rallies. People from all walks of life marched into the so-called buffer zone in the east of the impoverished coastal sliver, following the Friday prayers. The peaceful weekly action turned violent after Israeli forces attacked the protesters with live fire and tear gas, injuring dozens of them, including children, women, journalists, and paramedics.
Lifting the blockade is just one part of our demands. We want to return to the land of our ancestors and liberate all of Palestine, including Jerusalem al-Quds. We also want to free all of the Palestinian prisoners in Israeli prisons.
The peaceful action began in late March 2018 to demand the right of return for millions of Palestinian refugees and the complete lifting of the hermetic blockade.
It's the 55th consecutive Friday of anti-occupation protests by Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Israel's brutal crackdown has failed to deter demonstrations in the besieged enclave.
Since the beginning of the peaceful action, Israeli forces killed over 270 protesters and wounded thousands more. Israeli forces have been using excessive and lethal force against the protesters in direct violation of international laws and norms.
The snipers have been using internationally banned ammunition to inflict as much bodily harm as possible and cause direct amputations of upper and lower limbs of the protesters. The bullets shattered my bones and caused irreparable damage to my blood vessels. They also contain poisons and other unknown chemical substances.
People slammed the normalization of ties between some Arab countries in the region with Tel Aviv, accusing them of betraying the Palestinian people.
Zionists are bloodthirsty criminals, and I pray to God that those who normalize their ties with them suffer the same way that we have suffered for more than 7 years. Those Arabs are traitors, and they are worse than the Zionist enemy.
Human rights organizations are urging the international community to take prompt and effective action to ensure respect for international law and provide meaningful protection for unarmed protesters throughout Palestine. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.